Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning to you all. This is Bishop Deborah Vaughn coming to you live from a very, very cold Niagara on the Lake Ontario from Holy Angels Parish. It's minus 34 degrees Celsius, which I used to know, but it's cold. Whatever that is in Fahrenheit, it's cold. It's very cold today. So we welcome you to from the coziness of your house to the coziness of our space, and spend some time together worshiping. The snow is piling up, the temperature is plummeting. And, you know, today let's remember in our prayers throughout the day those who are without shelter, the people who are homeless, the people who have to be outside working, the hydro guys, the police, the EMTs, the paramedics, people that have to be working outside in this kind of cold. Let's remember them, and hopefully they can take breaks and get to warm places to warm up. Today, as we look to Ash Wednesday and the season of Lent, Ash Wednesday is coming up on Wednesday, we celebrate this last Sunday in the season of Epiphany. And throughout these past weeks since Christmas, we've been focusing on the ways in which God is being revealed to us. Every week we've had a story from Scripture that has revealed God in action, God's light revealed through Jesus. And today is the Feast of the Transfiguration, when Jesus is revealed to be God's beloved Son. Let's begin our worship service. If you want to join us in that, you'll see a link on the show page there to holyangelscommunity.com. And you go to the online worship service link, and you can follow along with the service. So let us pray. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Dear friends, God is with us. As we connect here today with open hearts, the presence of Christ surrounds and affirms us. We are one in this divine embrace of spirit. As we open our hearts for worship, let us take a moment, reflect on those things we've said and done that we're proud of, and offer to God the things in our life that we have said or done that we wish to confess. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here is the collect for the Feast of Transfiguration. God of life and glory, your Son was revealed in splendor before he suffered death upon the cross. Grant that we, beholding his majesty, may be strengthened to follow him, be changed into his likeness from glory to glory. For he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. I'm going to do one reading today from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 to 9. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking to Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they'd seen, until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. Here ends the Gospel. I'm going to offer a short homily in reflection to that reading. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Sometimes we just need a sign. Life can get heavy and hard. It can be filled with brambles and blocks along the path. And we move forward step by step, picking our way through the obstacles, sometimes getting sidelined or lost as we choose a wrong trail or lose our way. Sometimes it can all just get too much. We try our best. We pray. We ask for direction. We whistle in the dark while trying not to worry about finances or relationships or health or the state of the world. Sometimes we just want a sign, a little wink from heaven, reassuring us that it's going to be okay. Sometimes we need a loving voice telling us it will be okay, even if it really doesn't feel that way. We need that friendly, loving voice, that of someone who knows us well and knows our journey, just saying those words, I love you, you'll be okay, it's all right. In the course of our life, we can feel very lonely, even when we're surrounded by people who love us. We turn our focus inwards. We forget to see the bigger picture. We forget to see the ones who are right there reaching out, those who want to help, those who can help. Sometimes we get so consumed by worry and fear and doubt and even hopelessness that we freeze on the path. It's as though we're paralyzed by all kinds of emotion. We just know it will take everything we have to muster up the courage, the strength, just to take another step forward. Sometimes we get news that knocks us, that takes the wind right out of us and sets us spinning, looking for answers. A relationship ends abruptly. Someone you love is faced with a serious health issue. You receive word of a sudden death. So many things can happen that can cause us to stop, try to make sense of it all. You may be experiencing one or more of these circumstances even today. You may be looking for a sign. You may be feeling lost. You may be trying to make sense of everything. We get so locked up in our physical senses, don't we? We forget that we're a part of something much greater, something much bigger than we know. And maybe you've searched Blog Talk just looking for an answer today, and I hope you find it here. You know, if we had a Google map of all of our life journeys, if we could somehow see a map of every single person on the planet, like one of those family circus cartoons from the 70s, 80s, where you see where somebody's been and see where they're going and kind of the dotted lines. If we could see that for every person, we could see the bigger picture. We'd see the ups and downs, the valleys and the mountaintops. We'd see lines connecting and then separating. We'd see parallel lines, paths that lead off on tangents before coming back and joining another route once more. Crisscrossing, backtracking, looping, rolling forward like one elaborate ballet. And we'd see if we could back up into space far enough that every person's path could be seen from that vantage point. We'd see that they're all leading to one specific point, and that's a portal to spirit, where the line continues beyond our sight. And we see how short those lines really are. When we're on the path, it seems like a never-ending kind of walk. But as we pull back and we see the bigger picture, we see those lines are really quite short. Some are shorter than others, but they all lead to that same place. We're all on a path. We're all on a path to that portal. if we had another kind of map that we could kind of lay over that map, the one that we just looked at from space, we'd be amazed at what we would see. Because on this map, we'd see all the details that we're missing, all the things that we couldn't see. We'd see the help that we received. We'd see the answers that came. We'd see the blessings that we experienced and the wrong turns that never happened and the accidents that were avoided. We could kind of overlay all of the things that we experienced and didn't experience. Well, it's a complicated kind of map, I know. But the point would be that we'd see visually the help that was there for us, even though we didn't know. We'd see God's map for us and for everyone else, sending angels to assist, sending blessings to support us, sending signs to reassure us, having someone call and visit just as we thought of them. We'd see that we were never walking alone. We were never without help at any point on that path. We would see that we were looking the other way when an answer came flashing by, or we were covering our eyes and wiping tears when the sign we demanded was rushing to us. Here's the thing. No one told us that life would be easy. It is like, if it was, we'd never have the chance to understand the lessons that are here to help us grow. We need the contrast. We need the good and the bad. Or we'd never appreciate the truly wonderful things that do come into our life. We would never know the depth of love, the wonder of the stars, the beauty of the world. The blocks and the obstacles give us the opportunity to make a choice to be strong and courageous, to test our own resources, to grow in self-confidence, to grow in self-understanding. Bring us wisdom, and to make us more sympathetic, empathic, compassionate to another's plight. And we realize that even as we go through the hard things, there are resources all around us, seen and unseen. Just we have to open our eyes to trust that they're there. Today's gospel literally shines a light on Jesus. He and his closest disciples have climbed up to the top of a mountain. Suddenly the air gets all electric and heavy, and they see Moses and Elijah, the greatest prophets of Israel, standing there with Jesus having a conversation. These men have had everything becomes dazzling white. And a voice from a cloud identifies him as God's own son, God's beloved. And the disciples are told to listen to him. Now, this is a tremendously important moment. And it's also a sign for us. A sign that when we're feeling lost or alone or afraid or worried, wondering, it's a sign for us to see. We need not be afraid, because God is shining a light on each of us, too. In Jesus, in our baptisms, in our spiritual journeys, we have been sealed as Christ's own forever. We belong to that family of God. And you know what? God loves each and every one of us every bit as much as God did Jesus. And God seeks you, even as you reach out to be found. So today, no matter where you are on your path, no matter what you're presently encountering, it's time to shake off the doubt and the fears and let God's light embrace you. Allow yourself to be transfigured by grace, by hope, by the light of love. And for the next few days, simply refuse to withdraw from it. Stay in that light. The circumstances causing you to worry, and you can affirm I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things are possible with God. The peace of God is now with me. God blesses me with all good things, and I receive these gifts with thanks. Open your heart and open your hands and see what God has for you. Affirm the good in your life. Affirm the light in your life. As we look to Ash Wednesday and the Lenten journey bringing us to Easter, I would ask that you take time every day to pray, to really, truly pray, to take time and walk with God, to let God speak to your heart. And I promise you, as you do this and you let your faith strengthen by Easter, your life will be transformed because truly all things are possible with God. Let me know how your journey is going. Email me. Let me know. Watch for the answers to your prayer. Watch for the signs because they're there. Let the blessings unfold and surround you. All is well. Thanks be to God. And now let us continue with a time of prayer. Let us pray. O God, as your Son drew apart to be in prayer with you, we offer our prayers for the transformation of the world and the church. In our prayers today, we pray for this world, so filled with conflict. That they would strive for safety, for protection, for equality, that the dignity of every person would be upheld. We pray for those who we know in our life who need to know God's healing touch, those who are in any need or trouble, especially those who are ill at this time. And we remember them now in our hearts. We offer to God our own needs, our own concerns, knowing that answers are coming and trusting that light will be revealed to us. And we pray for those who have died in the peace of Christ and those whose faith is known to God alone, that they may have a place in that heavenly kingdom. Gracious God, you revealed your glory and presence in your beloved Son, Jesus the Christ. In receiving our prayers, reveal the glory and presence of your Spirit alive in the world today. Free us from all doubts and empower us to act as a transfigured people. Amen. And now as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are in communion with each other and with all through the Creator. We are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we now lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. We are all one, all fashioned by the love of God, grace, all embraced together by God's love. Today, as we connect with that constant, unbounded presence, May our lives be filled with joy, and may the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. May we be the hands of Christ assisting another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see everyone as our brothers and sisters, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. May the Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Creator, the Redeemer, the Sanctifier, be with us this day and forevermore. Amen. Well, I'd like to thank you for joining us today for our time of worship. I would ask you please to go to the website, holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find out more about us there. We have lots of things going on in that on the website. You learn about us. You can become a member. There's a portal for prayers, and there's so much more. If you feel so disposed, move to offer us a donation, we would be grateful. It helps us to pay the blog talk fees and keep our mission on the air. There are also different items there, the transformation cross, which I make. There's a little link for professional services in case you were looking for a compassionate ear. There are many, many things on the site. And I do thank you for joining us today. Hopefully next week I'll have the music back up. It's in a less squeaky chair. I have to get another chair for this for next week. But for today, I wish you every blessing. We'll be having a service on Ash Wednesday. I hope you can tune in for that. And updates through Lent. We're going to really work on our journey, our Lenten journey, to find God's peace and grace and light and love and prepare our hearts for the coming of Jesus at Easter, the resurrected Christ. It's a wonderful journey. It is an amazing time for faith, for growing our faith, and I hope that you join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb. God bless.